CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The beaches are closed and people are warned to stay away from the ocean in Ventura County, California, following unusually high surf and rogue waves. KFMB-TV reporter Esmeralda Perez is in San Diego County.
I spoke with Ryan Kibler in Imperial Beach, who just got back from Florida, where these tides were a big talk.
I'm out near the water out there, and people were talking about how big it is out here right now and how big the surf is.
Several people came out to get a glimpse for themselves.
You can feel the vibration on the pier.
Yes.
Like every time, you know, when the water comes in, and it goes like a little shake.
In Ocean Beach, the waves are hitting the bottom of the pier, which is closed off due to damage by high surf.
A rogue wave earlier this week slammed into a seawall and infiltrated the adjacent neighborhood. Several people were injured. Humanitarian aid is having trouble getting through amid the fighting in Gaza, and Palestinian civilians say they have nowhere to go. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking through an interpreter, says the military action will not stop until Hamas is eradicated.
My policy is very clear. We are going to continue fighting until we've achieved all the objectives of this war. We're talking about the release of all of our hostages and the dismantlement of Hamas. We want to bring our hostages home, and we are making every effort to do so.
It's a dress rehearsal of sorts.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
In Times Square, a practice run for the New Year's Eve ball drop. When the real thing happens, there'll be around 1 million people watching in person and also watching thousands of NYPD officers and counterterrorism teams using surveillance cameras and even drones up above.
CBS's Michael George. Anyone planning to watch the ball drop in person will have to pass through a security perimeter that will stretch about a mile around Times Square. With the new year comes new laws, like one in California, on guns. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson explains.
Under the new law, the firearms will not be allowed in certain public places, sensitive places. But that includes hospitals, playgrounds, stadiums, zoos, places of worship, whether or not someone has a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
The new law follows a decision by a California appeals court. British actor Tom Wilkinson has died. The Oscar-nominated actor was known for his work in Selma, the best exotic Marigold Hotel, and the comedy hit movie The Full Monty. Tom Wilkinson was 75. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Christian from Lords of the Trident.
Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. It is Saturday night, New Year's Eve Eve across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the UPS Store in Madison. For all your mailing, shipping, and business needs, North Sherman Avenue in Northgate Mall and Easttown at Essex Square, or online at theupsstore.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for fun and food. Handcrafted food, karaoke, trivia. Visit them at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at thelazyoaflounge.com. Let's do a double dip of the Kosh Marshall Trio. Oh, this is, they got a big show coming up in Madison, part of the Majestic FPC Fest series. We'll talk about that with Burby in just a couple of minutes. This song is called A Real Mother For Ya. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Gonna buy a new car, but the price ain't right. It'd be a damn sight cheaper.
people. Start riding a bike. They're making milk out of powder. Got the babies crying. Rent's going up higher. Got the parents lying. That it's a real motherfucker, yeah. Gonna go to a disco, dance your troubles away. When the lights come on, like you knew they would, you go home and face the music that don't sound too good. Lord, it's a real mother for you. Makes you want to couple, and if you look, you will discover that it's a real motherfucker, yeah. Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with Kosh Marshall Trio, Greg Kosh. Am I saying the last name right?
Kosh? I think it's Greg Koch.
Koch. Okay. Anyway, that was a couple great tunes from Greg Koch. That was A Real Mother For You. And The Reaper is what we just heard. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, that was a fun first hour of radio.
Whew.
There's more fun coming. What's coming up on the show tonight, brother?
Oh, my goodness. Jimmy, we have the Cuz. They are in the green room right now, the whole band. They are reuniting in Madison here for a show tomorrow night on New Year's Eve. And then a special double live in the lair from 8 to 10 p.m. with Bout a Cheetah. They are here. They came all the way from southeastern Wisconsin. They're just an excellent band. We are going to hear music we haven't heard here on Max Inc. Radio yet.
And it's a special two-hour edition. Of course, Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, you can download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us. And also go to maxincradio.com to get that app on your phone, Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. And right now on the phone, we have with us the guy who is booking all of the fests. And, well, he books all the bands over at the Majestic and the High Noon Saloon. Joe Burby Burback from FPC. Burby, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Burby?
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad I could join.
Not too much, man. We have just been admiring all of the fests that are going to be happening, Wisconsin fests. And you have some fests coming up at the High Noon Saloon. On January 5th is Punk Fest, and January 6th is Metal Fest. Let's start there.
Yeah. So we've been doing these fest shows for, I think, like 6 years now. And it just kind of started as a way to fill some music voids in Madison in the month of January, because there's not a lot going on in January. So
yeah.
The Wisconsin Fest is an awesome way to like showcase local. It's not predominantly Wisconsin based. Sometimes we get a neighbor from Chicago or Minneapolis, but people with ties to Wisconsin who play here a lot. Punk Fest and Metal Fest have obviously both been like huge fan favorites over the years. So those ones are always super fun.
The Metal Fest at the High Noon Saloon, that's happening on Saturday, January 6th. And I'm going to feature a couple of bands from Metal Fest during Max Inc. Heavy after 10 o'clock tonight with Droids Attack, The Faithless Have Eyes, Conniption, and Soul Killer. The Punk Fest is also really cool, too, that Rocker mentioned, too. The Brash, We Should Have Been DJs, Gridlock, Sex Scenes, and Lunar Moth.
And Wristwatch.
And Wristwatch as well. A couple of the bands I'm not familiar with. Now, we just played the Kosh Marshall Trio. And they're part of the...
I think it's Coke Marshall Trio.
Coke Marshall
Trio. We're all wrong.
Yeah.
We could all be wrong. It's possible.
Everybody's wrong. They're part of the Blues Festival, though. And the Blues Fest is huge, man.
Yeah, it was really hard to pigeonhole where to put the Coke Marshall Trio. But I just love that band so much. Greg Coke or Cock or Koch. We don't know how to say it. But he's from Milwaukee. He's just a ripping guitar player. And then he has his son playing drums, and then Marshall on the Hammond B3 is just phenomenal. So
love the Hammond.
I figured, those guys will fit well on Blues Fest. Also with Ivy Ford, who, you know, is an iconic blues player, and Dan Walkner Band, who is another Madison, just fantastic musician.
And the Wisconsin Blues Fest is happening January 5th. That's at the Majestic, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And also at the Majestic on January 6th is the Wisconsin Funk Fest with Rare Element, Better Yeti, and Heatbox. I'm not familiar with Heatbox.
So Heatbox is one of those neighbors I was talking about. He's actually from Minneapolis, but he plays in Wisconsin so much. He does a lot of stuff out at the Driftless Gardens. We've had him to Madison countless times. He plays the Shanks Corners Block Party and just all over Wisconsin. So we figured it was okay to make him an honorary citizen for the day. He's like a one-man kind of a beatbox thing, but he is just one of the funkiest guys I've ever heard. So it'll be a really cool way to start off Funk Fest and a little different than just a band. You know, it's truly a show.
Right.
And then, and of course, also at Funk Fest is Rare Element. They're legendary around Madison. They always play around Madison. They're so good. And Better Yeti, they're just fun. They're just a fun funk band.
Sweet potato fries.
Tip Tickle.
You know it. You know, it's mostly former members of the Mustache.
Right.
Who was Madison Funk royalty for a little while. So both of those guys just evolved into Better Yeti. So, yeah, some great, great players in both of those bands.
Then, let's see, our next fest is going to be January 13th for Wisconsin Pop Fest. And that has friends of the show, Cat and the Hurricane, along with the Astronomers and Tay and the Neighborly.
Another great three bands. Cat, Madison local, but they have really been making waves, doing tours, just, you know, really hitting it hard. We did their album release show this past fall at the High Noon, and it was just a big crowd and such a great show. Tay and the Neighborly is kind of a newer band. They're out of the Fox Valley, but holy cow, if you haven't heard them, check them out. They're one of my new favorite bands.
I have not heard them.
Another band that was, you'll really like it. Tay has just one of the most unique voices I've ever heard. It was another band that was hard to pigeonhole. You could kind of put them in a few different fest spots, but it's just easiest to call their music popular music. And then the Astronomers are a pretty big nationwide band who call Wisconsin home. So I was just really excited to get all three of those bands together.
Wow. And Wisconsin Jazz Fest, Ben Ferris Octet, Rick Flowers, Amalgam X, the Feastette, who we had here on the show a few weeks ago, and then the John Hall Trio.
Yeah, that's cool. You had Feastette in there. I love that band. And, you know, a lot of these guys play in different bands. I think John Hall will be on Funk Fest with Better Yeti.
Right.
So will Ben Ferris, but it's like a lot of these great musicians in Madison, they have their toes dipped in a few different pools. So they can do funk, they can do jazz. And then Rick Flowers is just a great musician. He plays an array of instruments. So whatever he puts together for that night will be fantastic.
And, you know, I'd have to say, Feastette, when we had them here, Helen and the band, just an amazing band. But the trumpet player, I was just amazed because he plays an EVI, an electric valve instrument. It's not, it's like, and it was from the early 70s, you know, pre-MIDI. And it's unbelievable how this guy plays trumpet on this EVI. They are something special to see.
I've never seen him live. I'm excited. I'll definitely be front and center at Pop Fest.
Nice. I think we've been through all your fests. You have a ton of them coming up at the Majestic.
Well, you got the Jazz Fest. Noon. Don't forget Jazz Fest.
We just talked about Jazz Fest. Jimmy.
One other one, too, is also Bluegrass Fest.
Oh.
At the Sylvie. That's with Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, Them Cooley Boys, and The Last Revival. That's going to be a toe-stomping, crazy show at the Sylvie.
Yeah. The Last Revel. They're, again, they now call Minnesota home, but they all grew up in Wisconsin. So they still have their Wisconsin valid driver's license. Horseshoes, you know, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades is kind of the Wisconsin's just native sons. Those guys, they play all over the place, but what a great band. And we're so excited to have them at the Sylvie again.
Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, they've been around for at least 20 years, haven't they?
Maybe not that long, but I bet it's close. Yeah. You know, they've been playing nationally, you know, headlining big festivals and stuff like that. So it's cool that we can do these fest shows and really showcase how much awesome talent we have just right here in Wisconsin, though.
No doubt.
And Them Cooley Boys is another great, great band, and they're really starting to make some waves nationally, but Wisconsin is their home. So Bluegrass Fest will be great. We do have one at the end of the month, too. We have Wisconsin Hip Hop Fest at the High Noon. January 27th. The High Noon's got a little maintenance happening this January, so we ended up putting that one a little later in the month, but also a super, super show. Gary Knowledge is the host of that show, and he puts together the lineups for a lot of local hip hop shows that we do together. And he always gets just great, great artists. So we're excited about that one too.
I know Rob Dees is playing the Hip Hop Fest. Hey, Burby, thank you so much for putting these fest shows on. I know the people in Madison love them. It's become something to look forward to for the month of January. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. You know, it used to, obviously there's always music everywhere in Madison, but it's just super cool that we get to showcase these. And, it turns into a busy month for me because I go to all these shows.
Right. If people want to get tickets to any of the fest shows, how do we do that?
So go to the prospective websites. Go to the High Noon website, go to the Majestic website, or go to the Sylvie website. Ticket links are always best to click from there. Sometimes if you go to Google, you end up with a weird link somewhere else.
Yeah.
So
check
out our website.
Yeah, definitely the websites, and those are all the events are on Facebook too. You can link directly to the venue to get the tickets. I know High Noon is high-noon.com, Majestic Madison. Watch out for the scalpers and get it from the trusted source. Hey, Burby, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We appreciate you, and thanks for bringing great music to Madison, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. I love to talk about it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
These guys are playing the Bluegrass Festival as Them Cooley Boys. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
People standing in the streets, never been with dignity. People walking in line, even stepping out of town, saying it's okay. It's just sound of the chimes. Say it's okay. It's just sound of the chimes. Chairs, look around, chains ain't there. Yeah, we're sticking lean like a slate in the money. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the shine. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the shine. Got a right to use our voice. Time and place are not a choice. But the stones on which we speak, though our words don't mean a thing. Say it's okay.
Bluegrass Wisconsin Fest on Max Inc. Radio. Thanks to Burby for calling in, telling us all about that stuff. Hey, the Cuz, they are in the green room. They're coming up next. Plus Boda Cheetah, special live edition of The Lair. 2 hours tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. 844-967-2789 if you want to call up and be part of the show. Right now, a little Better Yeti. They're part of the Wisconsin Funk Fest. Tip Tickle. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm fine. I like it on the outside. I want to put it inside. Won't take a long time to tickle. I'm fine.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Bodachita's coming up live in the Lair, a special two-hour edition. Happy New Year's Eve Eve. Here's the Cuz.
Lingering on your photograph face, tucked between ads for online therapy, a dimple-rimmed smile frozen in place. Almost taste that Nicorette breath. And your memory consumes my energy like a cancer. Oh, I call you up, but I know he'd answer and tell me to man up, tell me to move on. Take another drive along the coast to the tune of Twin Peaks. Oh God, how I wanted you. For a time you wanted me to, but everything's become.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Cuz and Blue Raz. Kind of a new remix of that song. I kind of like it. It's really kind of cool. Hey, GBK and Rocker with you. Original local music until midnight. Boda Cheetah's coming up at 8 o'clock for a special two-hour edition of Live in the Lair. And we want you to be part of the show. You can give us a call anytime. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app, Rocker. Call and ask our guest a question if you want.
Well, Jimmy, cousins grew up with each other, and distance can never break that bond. Such is the Cuz, a band from Madison who formed in the eighth grade. But Sam, Ben, Nate, and Nick have known each other since childhood, and now, having grown up, gone through college, and pursuing life, the band lives on. Whenever the members are planning to be in town, you can plan on a show happening here in the studio with us from all corners of the country. Reformed yet again on this holiday weekend, living as if they were distant cousins. Ben, Sam, Nick, Nate, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Great intro. Great intro. Thanks,
Roger. You know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the Cuz, tell us a little about your award-winning rock band.
Oh, I think
Ben step right up to the microphone.
I don't know what awards we would have ever won. Nah, just kidding.
back in the day.
No, we've been playing. Yeah, like you said, since eighth grade. I mean, Ben and I have been playing together since what?
Somewhere between third and fourth.
Third, fourth grade, and then Nate came in. I think after that, and then. We didn't have anyone who could sing in the band, so we grabbed Nick, scooped him up, and
That's how it happens, huh?
That was about eighth grade that happened, and then we've been playing the four of us since 2012, which is what 11 years now, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I think the first time that I saw you guys, you were playing with maybe Launchpad. Or was it Rock Onsen at that time?
It was one of the... We played both of them.
Yeah.
I think the first year we played it was Launchpad, and then it turned into Rock Onsen.
And you won both times, right?
Well, we came in second the last year they did Launchpad, and then we won the first 2 years of Rock Onsen.
Okay. I knew there was multiple years or 2 years in a row that you won, plus all the Grammys and everything too, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
What's your mind frame right now when you think about how, you know, you've been together, what, 10, 12 years now? Something and you're like still that. Making music. You're still together as a band. It just has to blow you away.
It really does. Especially considering that none of us are over 25. That's pretty incredible that we've been playing together for over a decade.
I mean, most people that age, I guess, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I mean, the attention deficit disorder sometimes kicks in and you're like, what, I'm in a band somewhere?
Oh, don't worry. I'm medicated for that.
I think you guys, you know, you started so early that you could be in the running with the Rolling Stones should you stay together for another, you know, 40, 50 years.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe our insides will be as pickled as Keith Richards. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, meet us back here in 25 years. We'll talk about this, okay?
Yeah, deal. Deal.
So what makes this band so special that like none of you can quit?
It's fun.
Yeah, we all grew up together. I mean, you know, we all just jam together. We've been so tight for so long. It's, you know, being spread out so across the country the way we are. You know, Sam's in Oklahoma, Nick's in... Chicago, Ben's everywhere. I mean, he's stationed in Boston most of the time, and I'm the only one that's still in Madison. And just every time we come back and play, it just feels like, you know, we never left. So
it is very nice. It feels like a good group of friends getting back together every time that we do it. I mean, even if we're all on our own doing our own things, it's always great to come back to Madison, and it's like getting back with our friends, playing games, having a good time.
Do you guys practice like when you're in other cities, like when someone's in Oklahoma, Boston, wherever? Do you get it together like on Zoom or StreamYard? Do you do a practice or?
That's a really good idea. Maybe we should try that. Yeah, we should try sometime.
Practice. This is a new word.
Let's say it slower. Practice.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we use soundcheck for that. Yeah. That's pretty rare.
So what about songwriting or ideas for a song? Hey, I got a cool riff, or I got these lyrics to go with this. How does that work out?
Well, it was really easy for a while because I was in and out of toxic relationship, so I had plenty of inspiration. But now I'm in a healthy, happy relationship, and it's a little bit harder, you know. Yeah. It's a little bit more difficult, but it's easier to write heartbreak songs than love songs. But right. We try our best. Yeah.
That's what alcohol's for, right?
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, we would send recordings. Sam mostly writes a lot of like the guitar riffs, and he writes a lot of the lyrics too. We collaborate on a lot of bits, but a lot of stuff is from Sam, and he'll record something on, you know, pretty rough, you know, scratch style tracks. Send it out. We'll like piece our parts together, and you know, it'll come together like that.
The Cuz here in the studio with us here on Max Inc. Radio. What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve?
We're playing at Come Back In. Which I forgot.
It's a great place.
Yeah, I forgot which street that's on.
That's it's on Wilson, Blair and Wilson. Blair.
And that's gonna be from 9 to 1. We're gonna do the ball drop, have a good time. It's gonna be a party.
What do you got planned for midnight hour?
Well, there's gonna be champagne and champagne and more champagne,
especially if the Packers win.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
awesome.
Because you guys will be playing during the game a little bit.
Yeah, we'll probably be playing during most of the second half.
Oh, that'll be great. People will be cheering. You'll be like, yes. Oh, touchdown.
Is it okay to have the Packer game behind the Cuz while you guys play?
I mean, I'm probably, like, if we're facing the TVs where the Packer game is playing, I'm probably going to be watching the game more than I'm actually concentrating on playing.
Ditto, yeah.
Go Pack, go.
So what's coming up? What's coming up in the future for the Cuz?
Well, we got... in early January, which is next week, we're gonna be going down to Chicago to Periscope, and we're gonna be recording a new song.
Yeah.
A new Cuz song. That's awesome.
And Periscope, is that a studio? What is that?
I think they have both audio studios and film studios there. I've never been there, but it was described to me as this huge place that's got lots of different studios, and they use it for all sorts of different things.
Well, how'd you hook up with that?
Well, so way back about, you know, 50 years ago in 2019, we played Bitter Jester Music Fest, and they gave us they liked the sound that they heard, so they gave us some free recording time there.
Nice.
And you know, then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And so then we just never got it scheduled until now.
So it's in the bank. And is this going to be one song you're going to record down there?
Yeah, they gave us 10 hours, which is just enough to get in there, get set up, record one song, and then mix it and get it reasonably mastered.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other songs that you'd like to get recorded sometime soon, maybe for an EP or perhaps a full-length album or
something? We've got a couple other songs in the bank that have just been sitting on the hard drives waiting for their time to shine. So we're hoping that when we release this next one, we can at least get a couple more out there into the ears of people. We've been a little lazy lately. So we're trying to get our sound back out there.
By lazy, we mean all over the country.
Otherwise engaged.
You guys are definitely working. What about videos? Any plans to make videos maybe for the new song that you're recording down in the studio there?
I don't know if Taylor Swift would be okay with that. But...
That's also a good idea. We honestly hadn't talked about it.
I should be your manager. Wait, what's this? Are you a Swiftie, dude?
Well, the song is about Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called "I Want to Break Your Heart," Taylor Swift.
And when she and that way she can write a song and make millions of dollars off of it, and then we get half because it's the Muse fee.
Yeah.
So you're recording a song about Taylor Swift. I love it.
Yeah, well,
it's more about money.
Yeah, it's more about our need for money and the fact that she has a lot of money, as in billions of money.
So you're going for the name recognition of the song title to boost up the SEO on the website to get
exactly
hits.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get
you
it.
Really should be our manager.
Yeah,
right. SEO, he says.
See you, Jimmy.
I just made that up, guys.
How do we keep up with the Cuz online?
Well, we got our. If you're looking for gig dates, we'll get those posted on our website. Which is just the cuzband.com.
I think so, yeah.
CUZBAND.com.
Yep,
that is correct. We also post a little bit on Facebook. That's our most up-to-date thing. So if there's any last-minute shows, any whatever we're doing, we try and keep that up-to-date. So, yeah.
You guys are awesome. You bring sunshine and smiles to the studio every time you visit, and thank you for stopping by. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, you sent this song in for us to play. I think it's an older song. But I don't remember hearing this one. It's called Everything's Fine. Everything's Fine. It's a cool song. Tell me about the song.
Oh, this song's about my ex-girlfriend. And it was back when I was still pretty hung up on her, and she was living her best life, and my life was less than best.
I definitely picked up on the sarcasm, a lot of sarcasm.
But it worked out pretty well, because I think things have flipped now, because my life's pretty great, and I doubt hers is as good as mine is. So.
Yeah, she's not on the radio.
She's not on the radio right now. So.
She's listening to us in the trailer park just down the road. Yeah.
There you go. With all six kids, yeah.
Everything's Fine. It's the Cuz on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, no. Where'd you go? Footprints buried beneath 6 inches of snow. You left me last night. Everything's fine. Yippee, what about me? I'm smoking till I shake and drink until I can't see. I'm coping, alright, everything's fine. Sleeping alone, never felt so wrong. I'm drinking alone, till it's all gone. Oh, it's been like this for so, so long. Slowly wasting my time, but it's fine. Yes, I do. Well, not in a while. That much is true. Since you left, that's right. Everything's fine. Screw me, oh, happily in my car or behind a tree. You don't want to. That's cool. Everything's fine. Sleeping alone never felt so wrong. Finishing the fifth just to forget about it. Oh yeah, everything's fine. Too bad, it's so sad. You were the best I ever had. It's over. Oh well, everything's fine.
Everything's Fine, the Cuz on Max Inc. Radio. We are Civic Media. Hey, Boda Cheetah is coming up live in the lair, a special two-hour edition just moments away. If you want to call and ask him a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Let's do some Marston now. Brand new Marston. It's called Got the Time on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The beaches are closed and people are